You guys ready to have a great call? You guys ready to have a great call tonight?
Absolutely.
Awesome. Let me get right into it. We'll be touching base with all the presenters for Uprising this week. For those of you that want to know the agenda, we'll be logging on at 10:30 a.m. so you can get your computer hooked up. And just so you know, we will have some sound coming out through your computer speakers, the video, and any talking will come out through your phone. The only advantage to using Skype, if you're listening, is then the sound from both will come out your computer. You don't have to mute one or the other. So, long story short, just be aware you're going to want to have sound for the computer and sound coming through your telephone, and that's just because of the limitations of the technology, but most of the video will be right at the beginning, so if we have any problems, it won't impact the event much. So then we're going to follow the on-guard presentation. We are going actually to multiple locations. We have different people presenting different technologies following along with the on-guard, and then we have some powerful testimonials wrapping it up at the end. So it's going to be a really, really neat presentation designed to first lay out the challenge of the environment, and then secondly, to lay out the solution that NECAD can have. It's not just going to be a rant that the environment is a mess. It's designed to create a result, a compelling reason for people who want the NECAD technologies. So it should be really powerful, and we've never gone location to location like this before. It ought to be a lot of fun. So long story short, we'll be at about 10:30. I'll actually be broadcasting live. I'm very proud to be heading out the backdrop. I'll be at Team Coker, Ken and Byron, all the folks that are coming out there to broadcast live, which will be a whole lot of fun. So we're very, very excited about that. So long story short, coming on at 10:30. Most of the event will take place between 11 and noon, and the testimonials will be on at the end, kind of at, not the end, but on the wrap-up segment at the end of the on-guard. Some very powerful personal stories on how the products are used. So it'll really blow your prospects away to see just the magnitude of what we're doing here with NECAD. One other piece of news, next week we're going to be covering how to really maximize and use the 21 Club. It's going to be a very, very cool call. That is such a powerful technology. We had a lot of people ask for more information on that, so we're going to cover that next week. And then last but not least, we are actually going to be covering we moved the August 17th Austin event to September the 28th. We were trying to do not only the Uprising, but then an HBM, and I didn't really want to promote the August event until the HBM was full. We've actually moved that date now till later. So what we're going to do in the September 28th event is we're going to do a big event here in Austin. It's actually going to be on that Saturday. We are going to pack the house. That gives us almost 2 months to fill it up now. And it's actually going to be on the north side of Austin. So the people coming from Dallas and Temple will not have to drive the extra 45 to 50 minutes or even an hour out to Bastrop. In the San Antonio folks with the tollway and stuff, it's still just an hour and 15 or 20 minutes the way it works out. So it'll be a lot of fun. That'll be September 28th. And I'm excited to tell you guys that our up on Royal Diamonds, Denny and Charles Rogers are coming now too. So it's going to be a very cool event. And all of you guys on this call will be teaching segments. We're going to have it be a high impact event focusing on how to, launch your business, make contact, how to do a 21 Club successfully, how to use the DVD, all that stuff that to really make powerful content and bookings, to really make your business explode and then have a lot of fun with the recognition and stuff. So you guys in the last time, you guys ready to make a really great event and kind of our anchor event for the last quarter of the year? You guys ready to pack that doggone thing?
Oh, yeah.
Awesome. My son is here until tomorrow. I will have the flyer out for that on the morrow. By next Tuesday or so. I might even have them by Monday night. So we're going to pick that up. It'll be a limited seating event because I think I can only seat about 100 in there, so I want to pack it in. Lonnie said today he's going to bring down a whole church bus full of people, so that's pretty exciting. And just with what, holy smoke, just I know with what Liz, Ken and Byra, Lyle and Sandy's team on down, to Vicky, to Frank, to Lonnie, and that's just a few people I'm thinking off the top of my head. I mean, Paul, you're bringing a carload to the Uprising this weekend. This space is going to be packed, and it's going to be a really high-impact event. So that's what's coming up. I'm also going to be dusting up a few more videos to launch onto the system here over the next week or so. So that's going to be really cool stuff. So get ready for that, where all the videos will be locked and loaded and ready to go. So having said that, tonight is about making contact. You guys on the live side ready to share some cool stuff you guys are doing and get that cool, good energy flowing out there to let people know what you guys are doing to build your business? How about, do you guys want to do that with me tonight?
Yeah.
All right. Well, let me first say this, just to get into it. Meeting people is what our business is all about, and we're paid, and I'm just going to do like a little 5 to 7 minute thing and then get into what you guys are doing. Meeting people is what it's about, and spreading the word and setting up every opportunity you can to get people in front of the information, to get people reviewing what we're up to, and then our job is to see if what we have is a fit or a match for what they want. It's as easy as that. Here's what you want. Here's what we have. Is it a fit? If it's not a fit, it's not right for them. If it is a fit, it is. So it's not really an emotional thing in the sense where it's about me making someone do this or getting people to do it. It really is about just having that calm energy that Nikan's going to be for a ton of people as a business, as a product, or both. You're just going to find the right ones to bring on board. And then invariably, I always hear, well, how do you meet people? Like, it's almost a stressful thing. I'm going to give you just a little quick tip, and the simplest thing I can tell you is be nice. Have fun. Put a smile on your face. There's an old Christian song called Shine, and it says, show them what you've got. Make them wish that they were not on the outside looking for it. Your most powerful prospecting tool is having people see someone that is walking a little taller, got a smile on their face, and just seems to have an answer for what's really plaguing people today, and that's their career and their health. And if you just come across with you know, I found something great, and you look the part, you're using the product, you know, you're building the business. And I hear this called more towards business builders, because if you look at the compensation plan, you know, 3 diamonds makes a royal diamond. 3 platinums makes, a diamond. 3 golds make a platinum. I want to build the network as big as possible. So, you know, I may go out and say to somebody, hey, Sally, I know you're interested in pets, for example. I'm going to show you that in the water. But at some point, I've got to say to her when she says, wow, these products are great, you've got to have that transition moment where you say, and this is what I'm doing for a business. I don't know if it'd be a fit for you, but I'd like you to take a peek at this, and you tell me if it looks like it might be a fit, because you told me you'd like to earn more income. Or when they say, this stuff is great, what is it? You've got to have the temerity to say, this is my business. I'm launching this in North America. It's part major corporation, part franchise, part whole business. It's really powerful. I'd be super fired up to show it to you and see if what we have is a fit for you. You're not going to call the football team some X steps and end up roll diamonds. You know, at some point you've got to have the understanding of what it is that we do. And for me, I believe so much in the way that we work because it's so much smarter. I'm just going to tell you guys one little snippet. We were at a pool party this weekend. My wife's got a good friend that actually has a master's degree and is highly successful and has a really smart teenage kid. And the teenage kid here in Round Rock has been looking for a job all summer and literally cannot find a job that's decent other than like the midnight shift and all these horrendous jobs, because all the jobs that these teenagers have been taking the last years are being filled now by adults that are misplaced in the workforce. Does that horrify anybody on the side of this call?
Yeah.
I want you guys to understand it, and I'm going to say this as quick as possible, because all of us that are passionate about the technologies and passionate about clean water, folks, the world has changed. They've invented computers, they've invented high-speed shipping, internet, high-speed robotic manufacturing. They do not need people anymore. When I started out at Chrysler, they were paying the guys in the line $28 an hour plus benefits and retirement. Now they get none of that stuff. They had 287 people per stretch of line where I started. The goal of the company when they hired us to build the computer system was to get it down to 40 people from 287, and the next goal was to get it so the entire line was run by 4 people. The days of the $40,000 a year job are over, folks. You got people now with master's degrees working bachelor jobs are working high school jobs, and high school educated people are now fighting for jobs with people that are immigrants and low income earners. And if you don't believe me, go to Starbucks or Barnes & Noble. It's loaded with them. So those of us that are in this industry and in this company, and guys, you guys can go sell boxes of juice and get into a binary or a matrix or some of these game MLMs, folks, those are not a solution. Those are a 1 to 4 year income solution, maybe. And you know, if that's what you're looking for, that's an okay tool. But if I'm going to drive like Frank and Vicky did to Midland this weekend, I want that downline to still be there in 5 and 10 and 15 years. I don't want to have to rebuild it every 36 months.
Yeah.
And that's the difference unique and anything else out there is that it's a career. It's not just a binary. It's not just a matrix. It's a real career that if you build it, it's here. I was talking to Colleen Edwards, who's been around the industry for years, and you know, she comes out of other MLMs, and she says, you know, Rick, it's really interesting. We're really not like anything else in the home business world. The only thing we really have in common with them is the pay plan. So when you guys talk to people, that gives you great authority to say, we're doing something special here, and we're looking for business partners to launch this thing. And if you're leading with the products and calling and saying, you know, I want your dogs to drink the water, I want your sick aunt to wear the back flex, that's part of what we do. But at some point to be able to say, you know, and I'm looking for business partners is where you're going to actually start to put iron through your network. And you know, we have such a great technology line. You're going to see it this weekend. We're going to blow people away on the uprising. But remember, the goal of that is to, A, connect them to NECAN, because we're going to set it up where they're going to say, how do I get these products? And then we're positioning you where they're going to say, wow, what is this? And then you have to be able to position yourself to say, we have the smartest, most powerful way to work that's ever been invented, and I can't wait to show it to you. Bam, put the tools in their hands. So next Monday night, what we're going to do with this 21 Club thing, we're going to show you how to A, book it, how to B, use it, what it accomplishes, and then see how to present it with the three-page ABC so that you guys can start hanging massive numbers, and then how to drop the follow-up video behind it so that you can really harvest what you're doing. Because what NECAN's really about is feeding and taking that meeting people and moving and connecting people into bigger events. Like if I'm on the call right now and I hear, okay, September 28th, there's going to be an event, I'm immediately knowing my Royal Diamond's coming to town, we're going to have all people from around Texas, I'm thinking I want to get my people promoted and pinned there. I want to get as many people as possible in that door. I'm going into action now and going to set things in action to pack that room with people, okay? And that's what I do daily, what I do weekly, what I do monthly. But it's all predicated on the meeting of people. And, guys, meeting people, whether you got a big warm market or a small warm market, it really doesn't matter. The only difference between warm market and cold market is after you've said hello to somebody and you're nice to them, they're warm also. Liking people is an important part of this business. There's a lot of times I struggle with depression and stuff, guys. I'm just going to tell you flat out, and it's hard for me to go out and interface with people. But you know what? I love what I do, and I find ways to overcome it. And for those of you on the call, and a lot of you have been through hard life stuff, you're like, well, how am I going to go meet people? I don't know a lot of people. And let me give you another little aside. When I started this in Michigan, I was in an ice-cold market. I'd only lived there for about a year. I didn't know a soul. When I moved to Texas, I didn't know a soul. When I moved to Austin, I didn't know a soul. Because I've never been in a warm market. I probably moved 12 times since I've been out of the Army. I didn't have a warm market, and I was in my early 30s when I started, had no credibility. What I've always been good at, though, is just talking to people and you know, using that for the friends, family, occupation, recreation, motivation. Hey, how are you doing? How long have you lived here? What do you do? What do you like to do? How do you like that? Asking those kinds of questions. And when people get talking, saying, you know, I got to tell you, my wife and I are doing something really amazing, because they always come back and say, what do you do? And I say, well, you know, I'll tell you, I fell into something I am so fortunate, I'm still blown away we're a part of it. Well, what is it? We're actually helping to bring a hybrid company here. It's part major corporation, part franchise, and part home business. We have unbelievable product technologies, and they've got a whole new way that you can have a career from home while actually, you know, using products that are literally changing people's lives. Well, how do I find out about it? Well, I'm not sure if you'd be interested, but if you are, I can probably give you this DVD, and if you'll commit to watching it, you know, because I don't have 10 million of them laying around, I'll give you one, give you a holler in a day or two, and you tell me what you think. If it looks like a fit, great. If it doesn't, fine. But it's about engaging people and getting out and striking up the conversations. If you want to know how to make contact, be nice. Engage people in conversation. When someone says, how are you, instead of saying, fine, say, man, I'm great. People right away say, well, what's making you great? I've met more prospects just by someone saying, how are you? And I'll look at them and say, I'm having the greatest day in the history of man. Now, that may sound silly, but I purposely say something different to get people to say, what got into you? So little things like that can help you meet people, but be nice. Get out of the house. I heard it said a couple years ago, very rarely have prospects walked into my house when I'm watching television. You know, that's the thing. You know, find ways to interact and meet people. Put a smile on your face and be nice. And remember, you don't get prospects, you attract them. And to attract them, the energy you put off and everything, expecting success. I had a talk with several new people this week, and the difference in people that grow fast and people that don't, people that grow fast expect success. You know, they use the products. They don't quibble with whether they're going to get a pack or not, or whether they're going to use MagSteps or not. They're wearing them. They don't worry about, am I going to do this? Is it going to be hard? Is it an inconvenient time to start the business? The people that grow really, really fast are the people that are like, man, my ship just came in. We were just watching my baby, 11 months old, loves music. I mean, he drums, he sings. Ah, ah, ah. It's the funniest thing you've seen in your life. And we were watching Journey live in Manila concert before we got on this. My wife and my son and my wife, my older son, Cole, and Kyler. And he's beating on the floor and singing, and we're listening to the song, by Journey, I Love Don't Stop Believing. And we were singing it and yelling, and it was interesting. I was sitting on the floor waiting for this call, and one of the lines is, they'd give anything to roll the dice just one more time. And you know, guys, how many of you guys on this call have been, you know, once you get past 20 or 25 or 30, you get kids, a mortgage, a car payment, then you have to start doing things. It goes from what do you want to be to what am I going to do to pay the bills. And the older you get, the fewer choices you get. Folks, all of us on this call have the ability to roll the dice just one more time. This is a second chance. And let me tell you from experience, I think a lot of you guys on this call would agree, the hardest thing to get in the world is a second chance. And y'all got one here. It ain't going to be convenient when it comes. Life is going to get in the way. I mean, our own wonderful Christina Lehrer lost her father this week. You know, she had to go up to Oklahoma, and you can only imagine how hard that is and how sad it is. I mean, she has the joy of knowing he's in heaven, but the sadness of just missing him and just the drag of having to go through all that. But here's a gal, you know, was texting me, call these people for me. You know, I'll be back. We'll be doing the uprising next Saturday. She's handling her business even when she's handling her family business. And then she's offline for a few days. She'll take care of what she has to take care of. And then Christina will come back and do what she does. That's the difference between someone that's a champion and someone that's held back by stuff. When you're building your own business, meeting people is a function of being consistently in the game. The more you're in and out, the less you get to take advantage of a pipeline. You know, when you meet people, there's a pipeline of people that you've met, coming to previews, watching DVDs, signing up, building the business. There's a pipeline of people that starts to build. Every time you get going and then stop for 2 weeks, your pipeline dries up, and then you come into another glut, and you keep living over the same days of your business. Consistency is its own excellence, and especially with meeting people, because that's how you do the harvest. So, you know, have fun with it. Get to know people. Put a smile on your face. Follow the simple steps. Give them the ABC. Put the DVD in their hand. You know, show them the fast track when they're ready to go. We have all these tools ready to go, and I'm just ready to absolutely explode your guys' businesses. And I can't wait for some of the people you're going to meet to be seeing them popping on the call and you know, September 28th coming to the event, or all the exciting things going to happen. So the bottom line, guys, is remember what I said, consistency is its own excellence. Putting a smile on your face will attract more people than any clever lines you'll ever do. Have an understanding of what you do in your mind, that you're looking for a teach three to reach three. Who are your first three business partners? Not just Aunt Betty's dog that's sick that you sell a bracelet to, but someone that's actually saying, hey, man, this might be a way that I can help pay my bills and earn a living. And then, you know, be your own product of using the products. You know, you guys will find you'll get more prospects just from actually being consistent of using the product and talking to people, because people have a respect for people that are just in the game. Do you guys believe a prospect can tell somebody that's doing he can versus someone that's just sporadically trying to do it? Do you guys think that that there's an excellence in that? Does that make sense, everybody, what I mean by we got some noise in the background. Let me shut that off.
One second. There we go. Do you guys believe that a prospect can tell if you've got the confidence of Niken's just part of your life and what you do versus trying not doing it and trying to act like you do it to attract people? Does that make sense, or is that too nebulous, guys?
Yeah, most definitely.
No, they can tell.
Okay, that's good. Now, let me ask you guys something. You guys have a ton of stuff going on in your business. And boy, let me tell you, I gotta tell you, I've had several talks with you guys that we got a whole bunch of people getting ready to bust silver just in the group right now. Things are really moving fast. Paula, I'm just gonna run down the list asking a few people things. Paula, you got a whole carload coming out to the uprising this weekend. How'd you generate that kind of excitement? How'd you meet those cool people, Super P?
I started being consistent. I started making sure that I was putting my business first every day. And I have met some really cool people, and I have been more casual about it, hey, we're doing something awesome. Maybe I can get you an invitation out to this cool place out of Bastrop. And, you know, and calling back and saying, sure, you know, we can meet, more the merrier. And so I sort of created this, it's special and exclusive and you really want to be there kind of thing. And I don't think I've ever really done that before. And so I said, hey,
expand on that again, Paula. That's a big deal what you just said. Expand on that again if you don't mind.
Oh, sure. I mean, I sort of created this air of, like, this is something special that we're doing and you really don't want to miss it. But what I did was I sort of just said, you know, hey, we're having this thing. I'm not sure if I can get you an invitation, but if I can, you're more than welcome to come. And can you hear me? Yeah, I just heard a lot of noise. Okay, I just heard a lot of noise. And I've created this sort of like, this is something special and you need to pay attention rather than it's just something that I do. I mean, this is what I do, and just my emphasis and my posture has changed. I mean, my posture has changed over the years, but, you know, my backbone is solid now, you know, and so I've got at least 3 guests that have confirmed as of today, and I still got invitations out, and I still have a week.
Gotcha. Well, so basically, what you told people was you have limited space, you'll see if you can get them in, and you add some value to what you're doing with meeting people.
Yes.
Okay, and then you were put the DVD in their hands, and you've got people actually coming now. You've got multiple guests coming to the event this week.
Yes. Okay, so we confirmed that with today.
What did you tell them you were doing, if you don't mind my asking?
I told them I was part of something that was the most incredible company I've ever seen, and I'm given the situation and the current situation, I refuse to buy into all the negativity, and there's a company that's doing stuff that's positive for people, for their bank account, and for their health, and if they'd like to see it, they need to be out there in that stuff.
Nice. Absolutely.
Right. It really feels good.
Nice. Well, that's great stuff. Well, let me ask you guys this. Lyle and Sandy, you had a whole team of excited people. I'm going to run out to Vicky and Frank here in a second as we keep moving through the list. Tell us what's going on in Team Meeker. You got multiple people running for silver and multiple legs right now, Lyle and Sandy. How's it feel?
Well, it feels real great. We've got, you know, Frank and Vicky, they're reaching out to parts of Texas that are virtually untouched and signing people up and really getting the word out to areas that there's a lot of, not poverty, but there's a lot of layoffs and a lot of illnesses, and what a better fit.
Absolutely, and you got Randy and the Wagoners, they're running. They got Greg running, and Les is running. He just went senior. I know he's running for executive right now. There's a lot of stuff going on that leg, and I wanted to get him on the live side tonight. I will be back on track this week with my oldest son is going to his mom's for 2 weeks. I'm going to be all over it with getting caught up on my emails. And by the way, just a little aside, I have a lot of family stuff this summer. Both my dad had a terrible accident. We had to help with my sister's kids a couple times and then having my own kids here. What I do in those times is I don't do the paperwork stuff. I just do my contacts, the contacts for my people. I scale down to critical mission functions, but I don't miss making contacts, doing ABCs, or doing calls with the team. Does that make sense, guys, that when you do get in a busy time, you always do the basic things? Like, there's never a time you freeze everything. You may just scale down on some of the administrative stuff.
Yeah,
That's beautiful. What, and I don't know if Randy and Randy Depp on the live side, if they're not, we need to get them on the live side. But, are they, we're making a silver run with them and Les. We're going to get that thing rolling, aren't we?
Randy's on.
Well, hey, Randy, how are you, man?
I'm doing great. How about yourself?
Awesome. Give us an update on your silver run and some exciting going on in your business. It's pretty amazing.
Oh, it is. It is. You know, just with watching Les come alive and how much that has motivated Dorothy and I don't have words. Everything has changed. You know, we're excited.
When you say everything has changed, Randy, what do you mean by that, my friend?
Wow. I don't know that I can put it into words right now. You know, just my whole attitude, you know.
Has it gone from being something it's gone from something you're signed up in to something you're building, I think would be a fair shift. Would you not agree?
Very good way to put it. Very good.
Okay, good. And let's make sure we get Les the live set next week, too, because he's a superstar. I want to get him on here, okay?
Okay, I sure will.
Awesome. When is your and his? I know you're running together. When is your guy? Are we gonna be able to pin you silver September 28th with your Royal Diamonds in town?
We're gonna do our best to make it happen. We are.
Well, you know, it's. What do you think, Lyle? Can we get a couple of these silver pins?
We'd love to do it, and we're gonna make it happen.
All right. I'll talk to you about that more offline. Hey, Vicky and Frank, you guys just got back from a great weekend. You guys on the live side, tell us, you guys got amazing stuff going on. How are you meeting the people? What are you doing? And tell us some big stuff going on in your business, if you don't mind.
Hey, Frank, are you on? I'll let Frank go first.
Yeah, I'm on. The trip itself was exciting. Vicky and I was able to plan other events other than this weekend. So we're something Vicky and I need to talk about to see what we're going to put out for August. But, you know, we were able to get a lot of things lined up and things going, and how we're going to do things when we get there to Kermit. We finished it up and they gave it away, started meeting people, and we're able to get things rolling. We've working on the 21 Club as well, so we're working on doing that as well. So we, just by meeting people, just in a different environment that we're not comfortable with. Through it, we were able to meet some people and understand that they do have an issues with the water and the Primag water. How they were, that was in itself was able to open up their eyes and see that, there's other alternatives that's affordable. And that's what the whole deal was about when we went there. And I think we made an impact with what we had. So, I think it was more than what I expected, but it was all great and fun, and I was able to see my sister as well, and she's now interested in seeing more of it, so I get her, working on her this week to meet up and via phone or Skype or what have you, and she has any questions, and she's interested in signing up, and we can work on that as well.
Nice. You got a lot of people in the pipeline, it sounds like, for sure, man.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Tell us what's going on in your business, Vicky. You guys are all sorry. Go ahead, Frank. You're so well, please.
Well, I'm just saying that, you know, when you said pipeline, we've got another one that Vicky and I. It's so funny how this came about. I think Vicky will explain to you in more detail. But before we went, my parents went to Rock Springs and talked to some family members there and what have you. And Vicky and I have. Apparently, you know some people that know some people in the Rock Springs area, and I've understood that they're coming down this weekend. I just found out today that they're coming down this weekend to visit, and we've invited them to come to the uprising at our house. So, and I think they're too interested in Neekin. So we'll find out when they get here if they're able to make it this weekend for the uprising. So it's another link that Vicky and I are working on.
Good. And you guys are masters at connecting people into stuff. Vicky and Curtis are a master of that. Vicky, you got an unbelievably fantastic job with your team. What wisdom do you have for everybody about meeting people and what you're doing?
Yes, I tell you, it's fantastic. That is the great word there. You know, because before it was just like our excitement, and now that we got the team excitement, it's
the motivation, like Randy was talking about, the motivation is there. You just want to continue to keep going and going. And what basically, the one thing I make sure to do every day is, or when I leave my house, is I make sure I say hi to somebody and listen to that person. Ask them what they're doing, just like you said. And from there, it's amazing what comes out of it, you know. And I've met so many people just like that, you know, that are interested in the business or just taking care of their health, you know. And the exciting thing, like Frank said there, so I won't touch too much on that. It was wonderful meeting new people, going through different areas. And the people he says that were coming down this weekend from the Rock Springs and that kind of find out that they're relations to some families of mine. And, you know, all wow. this time, Frank and I've known each other and we've never knew that. So it, that wow. was kind of neat. And the starting the 21 Club, you know, helping him out, that's what we're going to utilize, you know, that as part as helping and earning some extra money also.
Nice. Will you give us some of your experiences next week when we talk to the 21 Club? Will you help us and then maybe help teach that on the 28th also in September?
Oh, definitely, yes.
Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. Thank you. So your biggest piece of advice is you're making sure every day that you make a contact just by saying hello and being nice to somebody. It sounds like that's your piece of advice. Is your every day you're stirring the soup by just doing that, aren't you?
Yes. Yes, and if I do not get out, I am on the phone or I'm sending emails, following up on those emails. So I'm, like you said, being consistent, like Paula was saying, that's very important.
Well, that is a beautiful thing. And you got, we're talking about the tipping point for having to do Downline Silver. You're right there. That's got to be exciting what you guys are doing. I can't be more excited. And I got to tell you, I texted you guys. I was letting Frank know, too. It'd be pretty exciting to have a big celebration of that accomplishment here at the end of September. So I'm looking forward to it, too. It's going to be a lot of fun, isn't it?
Yes.
Awesome. Hey, let me run out to Real Expert John and Deb Timonello. Are you guys on this side of the line? Are you on the live side right now, or are you guys traveling?
Well, I'm here.
Awesome, John. What do you think about meeting people? Give everybody some, what are some Louisiana tips for meeting people, and what advice would you give the folks out there? You're a great leader and got a great business. What would you let people know, my friend?
Well, the easiest way to meet people is to get out there amongst them. Just in your everyday life, the minute, you know, whatever you're doing, if you're volunteering, if you're, you know, if you're helping people. We were at the Salvation Army this weekend helping people feed people. Now, there wasn't, granted, there were a lot of homeless people, but there were a lot of other people around there. And, you know, you just meet people. You talk to people. You ask them. You offer this to them. And don't be afraid. You know, the worst they can tell you is no. And this is just with anything that you do, anything that I do. I like the idea to try to make myself work this like a business and physically go talk and meet people. I mean, wherever you go, be good, be genuine, be friendly, and ask those questions, you know, get them to start talking. And that's the best way to do it. The hardest thing is just to get out there and do it. They just, like you said, they won't come to you in your house. They won't come knocking on your door. And this is something that it's tough to get motivated sometimes, but this is just what we have to do.
It is, and it's interesting to say that, John. I will tell you guys this. It's hard to stay motivated if NECAN is something that you really haven't put in the set. Like, for example, when I look at my wife and my sons, this is their future, so I don't ever have to struggle with that. I think you guys, well, and this has nothing to do with what you're saying, John, necessarily, but if you guys find yourself struggling with it, there's a disconnect between the reward and the action to go out and build it. Like, if I'm on the edge of silver or executive or watching my business, the more closely we all associate what we're doing with the life that we want, the less of a struggle it becomes every day. That's why NECAN is so wise with humans being more. They give the life cycle plan. Because you put it right on your wall in front of you. And then when you wake up in the morning, instead of being a struggle, the first thing you're seeing is being out of your job, being healthy, losing weight, having something that you want. The more real you guys can make what you want and connect it to what we're doing, the more people you will meet. And let me just say this. the big mystery of this business, and I'm not big into the law of attraction thing, and it's not because I don't believe in it. I don't believe in the mystical part of all that. And when I say I don't believe in it, I don't choose to put my energy there. It's not that I don't believe in the law of attraction, because I do. It's just for different reasons. I believe people are geared to see people look, if 85% of your communication is nonverbal, do you guys believe that being the real deal and Niken, that this is not something you do, this is what you do, will gain you more prospects than if Niken is just something you do? In other words, if you guys all think about yourself, and we all have different gears of sponsor, okay, and some are great, some are not so great, do you guys all believe that you would rather join somebody that you know is a gamer in this than someone that's a part-time player? Don't you guys believe that if all your prospects or all my prospects knew your level of commitment, you don't have to tell them you're committed, you just are? Doesn't that give you your own kind of calmness? I just want you guys to think about that, how easy it will be to do that. And John, do you have any last advice for meeting people and all the things you're doing that you want to share with anybody?
The best advice I can give is just to get out there and meet people. The day that you just don't feel like doing it, make yourself go do it. It's a simple fact. I mean, it's a struggle. Some days you look for everything in the world you've got to do besides sneaking. You look for every place you've got to go except the places you should go. But you know what? When you find yourself in the midst of people, just talking with people, it's going to happen. You can't avoid it not happening. Not if you believe in what you're doing and what's happening. What's happening with me, with my health, with the what my gastroenterologist told me last week, that he had never seen me in 20 years of seeing me in the shape that I'm in, the magnificent health that my colon's in right now. And when I share that with people, they don't have to know if I'm, they know that I'm telling the truth. You know, they can see it in my eyes. And when you just start talking about that, and when they start asking you about the business, you just lead right into it, You don't flood them down with everything that I'm doing and everything that it does, but you just make good conversation. And oh, by the way, if you'd like to see this firsthand, here's when we're meeting. Or when can I talk with you one-on-one? And it's just a work.
And you'll share that testimonial this weekend on the Uprising too, correct? Will you still do that?
Absolutely, if I can get connected. We're
okay,
going to get
good,
connected
good.
With
we'll,
Skype, yeah. We're working on it right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, even on the phone. Okay, great, fantastic. Hey, Ken and Byron, what do you guys got cooking in your business out there in Bastrop? Tell us some of your advice for meeting people and what you guys want to share your tips for, since you guys are so awesome.
Well, we've been going to a lot of different free seminars. We went to a home building seminar and met a bunch of people. If somebody's going to build a house, they've got money, if they're checking that out. Looking for people that want a wellness home and a healthier environment, too. So that fits right in. And doing some volunteer work, meeting people, mainly just going out to different events and being nice to people, helping people, and people get interested.
You guys are hearing the same terminology as be nice, and then when you do, you're not worried what to do anymore. You've got the ABC guide, you've got your DVD right there in your hands. It makes it a lot easier to know what you're going to give them as opposed to fiddling around, right?
Yeah, it is. One of the things that we have learned to do is to sort through prospects. You know, we don't just jump around to anybody who can fog a mirror. We're kind of selective about who we talk to because they can waste a whole lot of time telling you that they are willing to listen and you chase them around town and it never happens. So, we kind of pre-sort people, and when we find someone that is, we feel is actually interested and is interesting, then, we'll progress from there. And we do a lot of bump into's and, do a lot of sorting that way. I did a bump into in a parts store the other day, and gave a ex Air Force mechanic a DVD. He used to work on jet engines, not cars.
Wow! Are we lost? Can you still there?
Yeah. Can you hear me now?
Yeah, there you go. We got you back.
Okay. Yeah, I was just saying that I did a bump into it at a parts store this past weekend, and the gentleman I talked to is ex-Air Force, and, you know, he was interesting, and he was interested, so I gave him a DVD, and I'll be doing a follow-up with him tomorrow.
Nice. That easy. And then it's just about connecting them in. And by the way, we're going to talk about really how to nail the setup, the meeting, and the 21 Club together next week. It's going to be really good for everybody. So that's going to be a really big thing, too. And I don't think Liz is on tonight. I didn't see her on there. If you are, just call her. But Liz is going to be – oh, great, great. So and Liz, you've got some great stuff going on. Well, I so much that it would take 8 calls to cover it, but – holy smokes, you got a new silver breaking out down in your group this month, all kinds of great stuff. And what you tell me, the gentleman has done like 20 power mags or something off, just out of the world like that?
He's actually sold around 30. He just ordered 10 more. And part of it had been to the Houston Astros. Part of it had been to the horse racing people in New Mexico. And part of them been out in Marfa Falls. So, he has a gentleman, really interested in the, product, now and interested in the business. So that gentleman called me from, Albuquerque, I think it was last Thursday, and we talked for about an hour. He said he was going to sign up this weekend. He has not so far. But he will, and he's excited and ready to get going. And we've got lots of things working with our team, and I'm excited. I'm doing a meeting with Dr. Espinosa, which is already in my team but has never done anything, week after next. And then one of the DVDs that I sent out to an attorney kept calling, and she didn't have time, hadn't had time to watch it. So I asked her secretary, why don't you watch it? And she did. And she's interested in, the only time we could get together was the 2nd of August, worked out of time. But she's coming out here to see a wellness home and bringing a friend with her. So, it's happening.
Well, Liz, you got that President's Club run going on. That's a pretty big deal, but I just had like 3 people text me. Yes, you did say 30 power packs, correct? You guys still there? Yes, just so you guys know. Okay, gotcha, yes. What do you think the secret to that was? Yeah, what's that last thing you said?
He got some. Number one, he has the money to do whatever he wants to do, and he likes helping people, so he just goes out and gives this power mag to them. Of course, they pay him. You know, they're not going to give it back. But he's been doing this for about, well, I just renewed him. So he's got onto the power mag about 6 months ago. So he's just moving on like crazy.
Yeah, that doesn't hurt. I mean, even going that route, and I know you've got a wonderful couple beneath you, Victor and Lori, and they're up on Friday, and they're not only silver, they're about to have a frontline silver, and what a way to get everybody excited when somebody new's going silver. So we're going to be doing a lot of fun pins here September 28th, Liz. Just congratulations, and wow, what a booming group, and I can't wait to see you on Saturday. I think we lost
it
again. Absolutely fantastic. And I know Christina would have a ton to add tonight. She obviously is, her dad's funeral was today, so she couldn't be on. She would have a lot to add. Jeremy with an E, I don't know if you're on the live line or not. I didn't see you on here yet, but if you want to add something, please get in here and give us a holler.
Yeah,
or Ken and Byra. Oh, go ahead. Is that Jeremy?
Yeah, we're here.
Oh, nice, brother. What are your tips? We're about to bust you silver, and I'm very fired up about it. You're going to be presenting the Vital Balance and a couple other things this weekend. I think we should light up a 21 Club, all kinds of good stuff. But Jeremy, you're getting ready to really burn and kick it. What's your advice for everybody with making contact? Because that's right where you're living right now, man.
Well, you know, I think the biggest thing right now for me that's been helpful is being a product of the product. I had a new Facebook friend from somebody that I met at work, decided to Facebook friend me. They go onto my Facebook, and they see the vital balance thing, and they said, how did you lose 10 pounds? I want to know about that. So I sent them off a video on that. Someone else who I had said that they wanted to make some money, I introduced the business to them a few weeks back, and then they just, you know, weren't following up. I was following up. They weren't watching the fast track. You know, they always had something going on. So, you know, the next time I go into work, I'm wearing the Neekin socks. They're like, they got socks too? I said, yeah, they like temperature control my feet and everything, keep them all comfy. They're like, wow. You know, so just, you know, things that are out there. Another gal at work was complaining about her back. And so I brought in one of the mag rollers from the demo, and I says, turn around, let's roll this up and down your back. Let's help my wife with some back stuff. It's like, oh, okay. And rolled her back for a few minutes, and she starts to feel this tingling. And then I had a few power patches. I said, well, I'm going to put these things on here. They're just like Band-Aids. We're going to stick them in the spots that hurt, and you just leave them on for, you know, you can shower with them, leave them on for a few days, and you just let me know what happens. She came back the next day. She says, yeah, I'm feeling better. It's a little bit achy, but it's not in the pain that it used to be. And follow up a couple of days later, and things are feeling a lot better. But the thing was, in all of that, never at any time did I ever go into how magnets work, how they affect the body, or how far infrared works on my feet, or any of that jazz. It was just, yeah, they're socks, and yeah, they help my feet feel better, you know?
Nice.
It's just, you know, putting things on people, and I didn't go out trying to put things on people, but when the opportunity was there, I was prepared. If you don't go out prepared, you can't help the people that you come across. So, you know, just kind of be prepared. And then when talking with the people about the business, it's even more simple. If you make a list at the beginning of the week, say, okay, who do we want to invite this week? And you want to invite them to, you're looking for a business partner, be straight up with that. Don't lead with a product if you are looking for a business partner. If, you know, be congruent with what you want in your message. And if you've had times where you've kind of, it's been a while since you've gotten things going, and you were just saying a few minutes ago about, do you think people can tell if you're in it part-time, but you're trying to fake it like you're being in it so that they could, like, maybe that you would get them to take a look, that own the fact that if you haven't been going real strong for a while, own that. You know, don't put yourself in a position where you ever have to defend anything. Be honest with where you're at, and they will respect that. They have busy lives too. They know what it's like to be up against the wall with bills and family issues and all these other kinds of stuff. It makes you relatable. I guess that's the
nice
best that I can say, be relatable.
Nice. That's fantastic advice here. I mean, we'll hear from more of you this weekend, and I'll be calling. I'll give you a call Wednesday afternoon as soon as I get up in the morning and going. I'm really going to be calling everybody, so thank you for that, Jeremy. And I want to run down to Lonnie and Weta. You guys have a booming group, Olga and Ishmael and all their team, and holy smokes, tell me some good, Lonnie. You're a master recruiter, you and Weta are, either Lonnie or Weta, who's ever on. Give us a piece of advice for everybody, and we'll just to help everybody boom their businesses.
Hello, everybody. This is Lonnie and Weta. And what we are doing... at this time, we are working a lot of class reunions and school reunions, family reunions, and, well, we got a lot of funerals in between. But there are a lot of people at all these places. And, of course, we do find ourselves talking to, those we can catch in the midst of the crowd. And, so we have a lot of dates out. Have given them some things to think on and to go back home and check out. And I have a list of names that I've got to follow up on this week. So, got a lot of things, loose ends, and then with some of the new, consultants that we have some, we have three in Ohio and one in Indiana, one new one in Fort Worth.
Wow.
We got, some here in Waco, and I'm trying to get them equipped as to know exactly what they're doing and, how to present the business so that they may be productive also. So we got a lot of things
wow.
going.
Y'all got people going all over the country then now, don't you?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
How's that feel?
It feels wonderful. It's
great.
Like
great.
Wildfire.
Well, you know what? I also want everybody on my team, though. You guys can all use our WebEx. Paige and I have one, whatever you want. I'll be doing a tutorial on it for the leaders group for silvers and above. We will help you with that. And if you're below silver and you're on the leaders team, we'll make you available to it. But we'll make sure you guys have those tools to support your team. So you guys got sign-ups in 3 days this week, didn't you?
Yes, in the last 2 weeks.
Well, that ain't a bad deal. I'm pretty excited about that. That's awesome. We got some good. Hey, you guys know live stuff. You guys notice that there's a lot of stuff going on. We're running out of time. That's how much stuff's going on.
Yes.
It does not stink. And I'm just happy to hear that. And I sort of running short. I thank you, Lonnie. I want to hit down in San Antonio with Frosty and Dan and Gene. You guys got a big event coming up this weekend. What's some advice from whichever one you guys chimed in first or last or anything cool going on? Tell us something good from San Antonio.
Well, whatever everybody else is doing is what I find works best for me is just to go out and talk to people. And I have joined several groups, not networking groups, but just groups of interest. And some of them are environmental groups, so they're always interested in the environment. And the last time I talked to, I was at a group, I was talking about this and how I made money doing this. And that perked up their ears, and so I got with them and showed them how we make money. They haven't come on board yet, but, that's what I do. I just kind of hear the conversation, and if they're interested, then I say, let's get together and we'll talk about it.
Awesome. Has the DVD having that, and you guys have started to really do events down there regularly, has that made a big difference for you, Karen? Yeah, it sounds like it's a lot easier now.
It has helped me having a place to invite people to. Regularly.
No. Nice. Absolutely fantastic. And Dan and Gene, are you guys on live side too?
I am. I don't know if Dan's on yet, but I just, and for lack of time here, I won't go into other detail, but I just had a first really great success that went just like everything should go all the time with the DVD. About a week ago, struck up a conversation over my computer, actually, and she's getting an Apple soon, and she wanted to know all about my Mac. And so it went on from there, and it was like about an hour and a half conversation with me doing as many of the form things and high-yielding questions and finding out all about her when she finally asked me what I do. And long story short, she took the DVD home with her. She watched the entire thing that night. I got on the stats thing on the web and found she had been on and off 3 different times for a total of almost 3 hours on my website. And she called me the next day, asked me to meet with her the following day, so that's like just 48 hours, I guess. And she had already been through a lot of the Pathfinder site also, because I'd given her that link. And she signed up, and she's coming to Mind and Caring's event on Saturday.
Well, that doesn't suck even one little bit.
Like I said, and then I left. Unfortunately, I was leaving town for my daughter's wedding the next day. I've been out of town ever since. And I won't be back till Friday before I've been on Saturday, but we're keeping in touch, and she's very excited. So, and she's a teacher an artist and a writer and a teacher who's tired of the way she's treated as a teacher by both administration and students. And I was talking to another friend a while ago, and we realized there are a lot of teachers like that right now that are having, looking for something else to do, so.
Nice. Well, guys, thank you for a great call today. Anybody else want to add anything on the live? I hope I didn't miss anybody. I was trying to write, and I actually got out of order. I want to make sure anybody else on the live side that I missed, just shout out. And if not, I'll pick you up next week. But next week, we're going to be talking about the 21 Club. This is going to be a really important call. We're going to teach you everything there is to know about it and tips on doing them. I did a lot of these back in the day when they were actually, before they did away with them the first time. This is actually something that I particularly have a lot of experience doing. And I'll let you know just basically what I know, some other tips for it, easy ways to do it, Delicious. You guys all rocking, man. You guys did a great job tonight. Let's start driving for Texas Team towards September 28th to pack it out, because you guys are going to be up in the front of the room. We're going to do a big celebration. Uprising this weekend. You know, get the DVDs in people's hands. Spread the message. Put a smile on your face and just have fun. And above everything else, you guys are all awesome. You're very special people. Not a day goes by when I don't realize the blessing of just getting on this call with such wonderful people and my group and the other groups on here. It's just an honor to have you here, and I just think you're very brave, very awesome, inspiring people. At a time when most people are looking for answers, it's nice to be a part of company that has them. And I got to tell you guys something else. There's some things coming with Nikan over the next few months that are going to absolutely blow you away. Now is the time you really want to get rolling. Get executive and silver nailed. Remember, the big three levels are executive, silver, and gold. Get those nailed. We got several people on the call that need to clean up their silver. The last tip I'm going to give you before we shut off, and this goes to everybody on the call, do not try to build your business. Do not give it a shot. Do not, well, I hope we're going to be there. Decide. And that's such a trite expression, and there's nothing that makes you madder than when someone says, just decide and then do it. But I'm going to tell you all something. In a business where you attract people, and in a business where you work for yourself, and in a business where you decide how much you put into it, when you use words like try and hope, you sabotage yourself. Use words like decide and get it done. Every level I've ever gotten, I remember saying, I'm going to try to go platinum. I'm going to try for President's Club. I'm going to try for silver. I want you guys to know I've never one time hit a level trying. I've never one time hit a goal trying. But every time I've ever decided, I've always hit my goal. Even if I had to push it back a month, I gave it 100%. Give yourself the freedom of hitting your goals and deciding to go after them, and take away the chains of trying and hoping. Does that make sense, everybody?
Yeah.
Yes.
There's freedom in deciding, and there's bondage in hoping. Okay? So, decide, your future's in your own hands. You guys are the best. I love you all dearly. Can't wait to see you guys in Bash Up on Saturday, and let's come back and have an awesome second half of July. Let's see the biggest numbers we've ever had, and let's celebrate some mighty accomplishments. Hey, Lifestyle, thanks for doing a great call tonight, guys. We love you. And everybody say an extra prayer for our wonderful Christina Ware tonight and Ware family. One can only imagine how hard of a day it's been for them. So throw some extra prayers in the till for them tonight. I know we got a lot of praying people here. And I know Christina would appreciate it. So thanks. God bless. We'll see you all Saturday and then again next Monday night for How to Do a Good 21 Club. So thanks. God bless. We love you. And go get the second half of July. Good night, everybody.
Good night.
Good night. Good night. Good night. Good night. Good night. Good night. Tomorrow, Rick.